Welcome to another episode of our wellness podcast. I'm Mark DeFee, and with me is Casey Schroeder. We're both licensed therapists who focus on workplace mental health.
We're also pretty good friends, so we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe tell some stories, but most importantly, we're going to give you some great information to help you develop both personally and professionally. Does that sound good? All right, let's dive in.
All right. Hey, Casey. How are you? How was your weekend?
Hey, Mark. You know, it was okay. I got a little bit of a head cold, so I'm not as fun as I usually am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I can help.
You do?
I have a little prescription coming at you. You ready?
Yeah.
I asked our corporate wellness officer, can you teach me yoga? She said, how flexible are you? And I said, I can't make Tuesdays.
Ha ha! You're such a dork.
Well, you're still looking a little peaked. Let me give you another prescription. How do you make a tissue dance?
How?
You put in a little boogie. Zing!
All right, now you sound like my six-year-old. Oh my gosh.
But you're feeling better, right?
You know what? I am, actually. I am feeling a little better.
Yeah, well, yeah. As they say, laughter is the best medicine.
But is it?
I don't know if it's something we should be saying during a pandemic.
Yeah,
but
we got to be careful about our words there.
Yeah, but I think from an emotional wellness and mental health perspective, laughter can work miracles sometimes. I'm just not sure if it will take away that head cold of yours.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it can work. Some laughter can be incredible, right? I mean, you know, our friends, those friends over at the Mayo Clinic of ours, the really smart ones.
Yes, those friends.
I know that they've done a ton of research about laughter and its effects. And I know that they've come up with some really great short-term and long-term effects that laughter really does improve not only like your emotional well-being, but also your physical well-being too.
Yeah, I think that's pretty incredible. And I know we're about to dive into it, but everyone thinks about, it'll perk me up and make me happier and in a better mood. But the list of physical things it can help with is pretty incredible.
Yeah. You know, research has shown that it actually can stimulate your organs. Like if you laugh a lot or laugh enough, I guess, it can really enhance your intake of oxygen, right? That oxygen-rich air. That helps stimulate your heart and your lungs and your muscles. And it also helps, you know, your brain release those endorphins, those really good feel-good chemicals of ours.
Yeah, it reduces your heart rate and your blood pressure. And I mean, obviously, it makes it easier to respond to stressful moments. You know, it soothes those tensions, for lack of a better term. And it also stimulates circulation, blood flow, aids muscle relaxation. It helps with pain management. You know, laughing, those endorphins that you mentioned are natural painkillers. And so people who maybe turn to opioids and other painkiller medications have been able to at times find success by wrapping in a healthier lifestyle that includes smiling and laughing more. And it's really interesting to think that that can have just as much of an impact on someone's pain level as popping a pill.
Yeah, because it activates that pleasure zone, right, of your brain, and it helps control those pain reactions for sure. It also improves your immunity. It builds up your immune system. And I think all of us are trying to do everything right now to make sure, you know, our immune systems are as strong as they can be. And honestly, when I think about it, I think of vitamin D and zinc. I don't necessarily think of, vitamin L, laughter.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin L. Nailed it.
Talk about some humor. But yeah, no, they say the research is saying that, when you don't laugh, when you have more negative thoughts and things like that, it can cause chemical reactions that can really have a negative effect on your body. And it could bring more stress and deplete that immunity. But having positive thoughts and more laughter into your life can actually do the opposite, can help fight stress and potentially more serious illnesses, physical illnesses.
knowing that, I ask people all the time when I give trainings on resiliency and happiness and all this, if you're in your office by yourself and no one else is there, do you put a smile on your face?
Mm.
Do you make yourself laugh out loud when it's just you?
I personally don't, but maybe I should.
Maybe I should. I do both of those things. I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, but if no one's seeing me, what's the harm of smiling?
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, the laughter is either thinking of like movies or shows or whatever that I find are funny, or like just that lame sense of humor of thinking of different scenarios in my day of how like they would look in a sitcom or something, and putting them through that lens. And I don't know. I was just like asking people that question, because if we know the benefits of it, why wouldn't we smile or laugh even when it's just ourselves?
Yeah. I mean, I know I laugh by myself all the time, you know, because I work in my office alone, but I don't know if I smile. How do you know if you smile? I think you have to be really cognizant of it, right?
Yeah, you probably do. Yeah.
You have to be mindful of what your face is doing.
Yeah. But let's talk a little bit more about humor, because there are ways we can inject it into our lives, both our personal and professional life. But we need to be careful here, because this is a tightrope act when we're talking about humor in the workplace. So right off the bat, anything that has to do with politics or religion, probably just want to stay away from those jokes.
Yeah. If your joke starts with a priest, a rabbi, and a politician walk into a bar, you know that that's not a good joke for work.
Yeah. You can just cut it right there.
Right.
Yeah. But I think there are ways to find moments of levity within the workplace and even use it, as a tool. A stressful meeting. Okay, start by asking a silly question. Might not even be a joke, but just getting people in a better state of mind. All right, everybody, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream and why? You know, just something that puts them in a little bit of a better place can help with creativity within the meeting. You know, so finding ways to change people's mindsets can be beneficial walking into different activities, whether, you know, at work or not at work. But you can also like prime your audience, for lack of a better term, to talk about certain things. Like Casey, when you and I got on this podcast, I was wearing my cowboy hat. And that was, you know, like some impromptu prop comedy, you know, you're able to kind of frame the conversation to know that it's going to be a safe place to just kind of talk about how silly I looked in a cowboy hat or something. So you can use moments like that to frame it, to, you know, have a little bit of laughter in a serious moment.
It could totally turn a stressful moment around though, right? I mean, think about it. I came on to this phone call with you right now, and I had about 15 things on my to-do list, and I opened the Teams call, and here you are with your cowboy hat on, and that automatically, you know, shifted my attitude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think important.
It can, and it is important. And I think good coworkers, good leaders, you know, all those individuals know how to tap into their personality and to use it effectively. So when it's time to be lighthearted, they know how to make jokes. And a lot of times it's making jokes about themselves, or at least I know I'm a safe spot. So if I pick on myself, I'm not going to get offended. So, you know, I take that approach a lot of times, but there's a lot of ways that you can do this. But the most important thing is just kind of making it part of your daily routine. Hey, smiling is something that I need to do today. Laughing is something I need. Just putting it on your radar as something I need to do today and making it a priority, it'll be interesting to see how that changes things for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also think another great way to infuse laughter into your life is to try to figure out that good spot in your workday to share a laugh with a coworker. That could really, like I said, turn your day around.
Casey, this has been a great time. I know you and I could be cracking each other up for hours, but our listeners have lives they need to get back to. So until we speak again, everybody, take care, laugh heartily, and be well. If you are looking for more information on this topic, use the search function on the right-hand side of this website.